And it is Thursday. At this time, we check in with Michigan 6th District Congressman Bill Heisegut. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Hey, we're doing well, Dan. How are you?
I am doing well. Sorry I missed you last week. I had a little trip to Fargo, North Dakota, which is my hometown, for a little celebration of Mom's 90th birthday. Have you ever been to Fargo, Congressman?
I have. And congratulations to Mom. That's awesome.
Yeah, we had a big celebration for her and a big jazz festival. Mom is a big jazz fan, and the whole family plays jazz. So it was a great celebration. But appreciate you joining us today. And Congressman, unfortunately, let's start things out on a sad note. I know you're attending the funeral of Jackie Walorski today. Talk about Jackie and your relationship with her.
Yeah, Jackie originally ran for Congress in 2010, which is when I ran, and I had first met her then. She lost. It was a very close race, and she ended up winning in 2012. She just is an amazing woman. She was well liked on both sides of the aisle, but she also was very steely. You know, she was tough. But she had a wonderful spirit about herself, and she's going to be deeply missed. I came down. I'm actually in Indiana now. I came down last evening for a visitation, and her husband Dean, who is a music professor, they both were on fire for the Lord. They had been missionaries in Romania for a number of years, and he said last night, he said, look, they took the wrong girl and they're messing with the wrong guy. The devil's going to lose on this one, and he's literally going to be preaching it at the funeral today. And he said, I'm going to be snatching souls back from the devil. And it's tough, you know. Anytime that you you are close with somebody, and losing it, it's always difficult. But knowing her deep, you know, deep faith in the Lord, we know where she is. But she's going to be deeply missed in Washington, and certainly up here in Indiana. So her constituents, it was just a huge crowd coming out last night. We move on, but we will always remember.
I'm sure it will be a sad affair, but yet many times a happy, where you can get together and kind of remember a celebration of life for Ms. Walorski today. Congressman Bill Heisinger, I said it incorrectly, 2nd District Congressman Bill Heisinger. Now I got it right. And let's turn our attention to Washington. I understand a vote in the House tomorrow on the Inflation Reduction Act. What is that all about?
Very good question. It's Orwellian in name, frankly. But by the way, I have to ask the rhetorical question. You know, you saw the president yesterday say, look, we've had zero inflation last month. Zero. Well, then why are we doing an Inflation Reduction Act that is going to be spending another $750 billion of, oh, by the way, not our money, our kids and our grandkids' future money? That's all it is it's a package for more spending. And that's sadly been the MO for this administration, as well as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They haven't met a dime that they haven't wanted to spend, and here we go again. And we're beyond explanation, frankly, in all of this. And it's not going to reduce inflation. In fact, it's going to do the opposite. We are feeding the flames of the inflationary fire right now, and this is going to do nothing but add to that. And it's going to be raising taxes, and this whole notion that the IRS agents that are going to be hired, now this has been another interesting element. You know, the White House and the IRS are denying the fact that they're going to be hiring 87,000 new agents. Or staff. It's like, well, what are you going to be doing with all this money then? right? I mean, they're talking about enforcement. They've been talking about being understaffed. They've been talking about being underfunded. They've got the funding. They know they're going to end up hiring the staff. They're now denying that they're going to do that. And all they're going to do is go after millionaires and billionaires. Well, that's simply not the case. It just isn't. It's going to be middle America is going to be hit. Small business owners are going to be hit with this. And have no doubt, I believe everybody needs to be honest and forthright with their taxes. But there is an assumption of guilt when you get audited. And that is exactly the target that's going to be coming onto the backs of middle America and small business owners. And it's going to be devastating. It really, really is. So here we are spending more money and raising taxes in the midst of a recession and high inflation.
Congressman, we lost you there. There we go. Okay.
Oh, all right. Sadly, it's just going to cement in the economic challenges that we have.
Called the Inflation Reduction Act, again, being voted on the House tomorrow. Any chance of this passing? What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to pass on party lines. The Democrats have a narrow majority in the House. It passed on party lines in the Senate with Kamala Harris breaking the tie. And it's going to pass. It's going to get signed in. And the damage is going to be set in place. Now, we're going to have a chance at reversing some of this next year when we're back in the majority, which I firmly believe that is going to happen. We'll see what's going to happen in the Senate. But, once this spending is put in place, it's very difficult to reverse it.
Congressman Bill Huizenga with us this morning. Real quickly, Congressman, just something that was in the news a couple of days I wanted to get your take on is the FBI raid in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Regardless of how you feel about President Trump, and I know people have mixed feelings. Some people absolutely love him. Some people absolutely hate him. Some people like his policies, didn't like the tweets, et cetera, et cetera. This is, and I hate to use the word unprecedented, but this is exactly the definition of unprecedented.
Right.
To have this kind of raid, first of all, with 30 agents, 20 vehicles, lights, sirens, all this going while he is not there, while this could have been taken care of with negotiations with his attorneys, it just reeks of a political statement. This also very unprecedented that it be this close to an election. Right. And traditionally, and I know kind of tradition is out the window these days, but traditionally you would not have a high profile warrant executed like this within this time frame this close to an election, right? Because there would be the fear of not just influence on, but even the appearance of influence on an election. But we know that the FBI has become more and more political. We know that is the case. All you have to do is look at the Steele dossier. All you have to do is look at what happened with the Russia hoax and the various things that had gone on with that. So this is just, frankly, undermining everybody's really confidence in what our law enforcement is all about, the Department of Justice and the FBI. So this is not a good situation. Obviously, either way, I think it can't be unaddressed. We have to go back and address it, but it's not going to happen again until we have that majority.
Michigan 2nd District Congressman Bill Huizenga joining us as he does every Thursday morning. Certainly appreciate your time. Our thoughts are with the family of Jackie Walorski today, and we look forward to talking to you again next week, sir.
I appreciate it, Dan, and happy birthday to Mom.
Thanks so much.